Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. La Amistad, ironically Spanish for friendship, was a 19th century schooner engaged in the slave trade, transporting human cargo, Mende people, from Sierra Leone to Cuba for work on the Spanish-owned sugar plantations. In 1839, with 53 slaves aboard, those imprisoned passengers revolted under the leadership of Cinque Pierre, also known as Joseph Cinque, taking command of the ship, killing the captain with the intent to return to Africa. However, the owners aboard set course north up the Atlantic coast of the United States, hopefully to be captured there and returned to Cuba. The ship was taken by a U.S. revenue cutter off Montauk, Long Island, New York. The slaves nonetheless escaped, but were retaken on land and placed in prison in New Haven, Connecticut, and tried on charges of murder and piracy. The ensuing legal battle focused both on property and its return to owners in Cuba and charges against those owners for the illegal enslavement of Africans. The case was known as the United States versus the Amistad, 1841, and found its way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the Mende prevailed, exonerated for having rebelled in self-defense, and were restored their freedom. 43 returned to Africa in 1842, aided by the United Missionary Society, led by James W.C. Pennington, a Congregationalist minister and former fugitive slave active in the abolitionist movement. The Amistad incident became a rallying cry for emancipation and justice in the fight against slavery worldwide. In that spirit, over 150 years later, a replica of La Amistad was constructed, a modern vessel intended to sail as an evocation of that history, its memorialization, and its educational potential to continue an international conservation about slavery and its subsequent impact on African Americans, past, present, and future. Funds were raised, much of it from black church organizations, and voyaging commenced to port cities in the name of public outreach and celebration of African culture. Under the direction of a nonprofit, Amistad America, the schooner made extensive passage along the Atlantic coast and an astonishing return to England and then to Sierra Leone in commemoration of the 200th anniversary of the abolition of the slave trade in Britain in 1807, during which the crew broadcast live to the United Nations General Assembly from a point at sea halfway along the route called the Middle Passage. To my thinking, that single event linking the iconic ship and crew to the global community was the single most dramatic moment in what thereafter became a second part of the tragedy, with the ensuing confusion over finance, governance, and viability of the original intent, and decline as a vital symbol and tool for the ongoing discussion of slavery and its consequence in the United States. The ship now resides at the Mystic Seaport Museum, where she was built, and now presumably as an educational exhibit, voyaging future unknown. Initially, the Amistad and its inaugural voyages captured the imagination of African Americans, and events at first points of call were enthusiastically promoted and intended by the community as a celebration and educational impetus for discussion and remembrance. Why the ensuing decline is a complicated story, but one underlying element is the uncertainty of management and finance, more and more reliant on government and philanthropy that had interests and agendas other than slavery and its relevance to other suddenly more pressing interests. Even some in the African-American community objected and did not participate, viewing Amistad as counter-symbolic to the improvement of race relations and integration, indeed an evocation of a history willfully to be forgotten. All of us, regardless of origin or history, require icons upon which to focus our memories and our aspirations. As we are challenged to face issues of race in the United States, Amistad retains its meaning as friendship and remains a powerful tool not just of its particular event in its particular time, but more importantly as a symbol for freedom, for justice, for equality, and for integrated understanding of how to succeed as a community of we the people. What if Amistad could relaunch as a symbol of reparation, the making of amends around which all Americans might gather to discuss why and how we might resolve what separates us on a voyage of rebuilding and renewal. With all the skills and collaboration required to sail a ship, with the specific navigational waypoints required to get successfully to a new destination. peace, and justice for all. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.